I did have the opportunity of being able to bring a good word at the end, and I thank God for that opportunity. And as you heard Russ say, that many of the young people stood up and made a dedication to the Lord. But I want you to know that we all work together in that. One planted, another watered, because I know that even the night before, there were many young people that were led by the various huddle coaches to make a commitment to Christ. So all we did in the end was make a public declaration of what Christ had already done in their lives. And I thank God to have been a part of that. And I again bless those huddle coaches and all the teachers that did such a wonderful job. It was a thrill to me. It was a thrill to be involved in that and to see the young people come. Most of the week, I was the operational manager. I took care of the bathrooms that clogged up, as I have a good occasion to do. But I thank God for the opportunity of speaking to the young people. Thank God. Today, I have a good word, and I want to encourage you in the things of God. There are many principles in the Bible, in the Word, that can be used and be applied in one's life without really having a consideration of God. You can use some of the principles of the Word and profit by them, even though you do not know Christ as your Lord and Savior, or you are even far away from God. Maybe three I just share with you, but do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Of course, we call that the golden rule, and that's a law of reciprocation. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. You can use this in the business setting without any knowledge of God whatsoever. The golden rule will never get you to heaven, amen? It is only the blood of Jesus Christ, but that is a principle that can be used. Another principle is give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. If you have a giving heart, many people will respond to that, and you will receive things. I want to bring this into focus that many people do give so that they can be noticed, so they give so that other people will give to them, and we see that even in politics as we're checking these things out through this political year, many people just give to get, and we want to be very cautious that in the house of God that we are not utilizing that principle for our own self-gain. Because certain principles can be used for, again, self-gain and for manipulation of others. Whatsoever we do, we want to do unto the Lord. And another principle in the Word of God is a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. And yes, if you go around with a good countenance in your heart, then it sort of wipes away some of the distress of the day. And you can just keep yourself uplifted. Some people say laughter is the best medicine. And it just keeps you in a good way. But today, I would like to think about a principle that truly needs to be God-centered. And I would approach it from this way. The principle I want to speak today about is thanks. Thanksgiving. And I've entitled this sermon, Thank God. And you'll see why. I would like to read for you a sort of a lengthy article that speaks about thanks. Although I'm not applying this as the real reason to be thankful, or the benefits that are reaped through this thankfulness are not the benefits that should be biblically reaped. I'll explain that as I go on. But there is an article that appeared in one of the role of gratitude in spiritual well-being and asymptomatic heart failure patients. Asymptomatic heart failure patients. That's all one word, asymptomatic. By Paul J. Mills, a PhD, and Deer Park Corpora, MD, University of California, San Diego, and a whole list of other doctors and those that were doing this study that was done to 186 people. It said, recognizing and giving thanks for the positive aspects of a life can result in improved mental and ultimately physical health in patients with asymptomatic heart failure, according to the research published by the American Psychology Association. We found that more gratitude in these patients were associated with better mood, better sleep, less fatigue, lower levels of inflammatory biomarkers related to cardiac health, said lead author Paul J. Mills, PhD and professor of family medicine and public health at the University of California, San Diego. The study was published in the journal Spirituality in Clinical Practice. Gratitude is a part of a wider outlook on life that involves noticing and appreciating the positive aspects of life. It is also commonly an aspect of spirituality, said Mills, because previous research has shown that people who considered themselves more spiritual had greater overall well-being, including physical health. Mills and his colleagues examined the role of both spirituality and gratitude on potential health markers in patients. The study involved 186 men and women who had been diagnosed with asymptomatic stage B heart failure for at least 3 months. Stage B consists of patients who develop structural heart disease, have a heart attack that damaged the heart, but do not show symptoms of heart failure. Another was shortness of breath or fatigue. This stage is an important therapeutic window for halting disease progress and improving quality. Now, using the standards of the psychological tests, the researchers obtained scores for the gratitude and well-being. I'm going to skip ahead to a couple of things. What surprised the researchers about the findings, though, was the gratitude gratitude fully or partially acknowledged for the benefits had a great effect on their health. We found that spiritual well-being was associated with better mood and sleep, but it was the gratitude aspect of spirituality that accounted for those effects, not spirituality per se. To further test their findings, the researcher also asked some of the patients to write down three things for which they were thankful most days of the week for 8 weeks. Both groups continued to receive regular clinical care during the time. We found that those patients who kept gratitude journals for 8 weeks showed reduction in circulatory levels of several important inflammatory biomarkers, as well as an increase in heart rate variability while they wrote. Improved heart rate variability is considered a measure of reduced cardiac risk, said Mills. It seems that a more grateful heart is indeed a more healthy heart, and that gratitude journaling is an easy way to support cardiac health. Now, the reason I read that whole article, I wanted you to get the gist that I think God has put within us certain functions that respond to the goodness of life rather than the negativity of life. But I want to also say to you that if you are just a person that walks around following the principles of the Bible without really receiving God and Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that you are missing out on the key reason that God has placed these principles in the Word of God. And I want to expand a little bit about that and show you some maybe the negative aspects of it. So you can use those principles of the Bible, but they can become, as I said, perverted or manipulative, self-indulgent, or utilized for self-gain. Colossians 3:23 says, "And whatsoever you do, do heartily as unto the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall win the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ." The doing that we do and the thanksgiving that we give should be thanksgiving to not just to be thankful with no object in mind. We should be thankful to who? God Almighty. That is who we are directing our thanksgiving to. And so I'm going to show you in a couple different places. As a young man, one of my favorite scriptures, and still is, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths." It is the acknowledging of God that is paramount in anything that we do. We are to acknowledge God and give him first place in our heart. Now, first, looking at the consequences of an unthankful heart, found a very interesting scripture which we have used for other sermons, but it comes here to think about thanksgiving that is misappropriated. In Romans 1:21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful. Neither were they thankful, these people, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Meaning that these people were thankful, but they weren't thankful to God. They were thankful that they were wise and they had the answers, and wisdom was the chief pursuit. And in verse 23, and it says, and they changed the glory of the incorruptible God unto an image made like corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. And so there, now, instead of worshiping God and thanking God for providing all things, they now began to thank idols of man and idols of animals and all other kinds of idols. The Bible says, wherefore God gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own heart, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. The Bible says that when you do not give God thanks, or you give thanks to anyone else other than God, you are expunging the truth of God from Holy Writ and from the world itself, because all things are of God. Amen? There is nothing here that has not been made by God. There is not a life lived that has not been given by God. Everything that we have is from God, and we should give glory to God and thanksgiving to God and Him alone. Not to say that we shouldn't give respect to whom respect is due, and that we shouldn't thank those that who are ministering in the way of God or in someone that does something in the name of God. We should be very thankful. But I'd like to look at maybe what might be some symptoms of a unthankful heart. I've seen many people that maybe they are thankful once in a while, but I've seen many people that have developed an unthankful heart, a heart that just doesn't exude thanksgiving. And I believe that we as Christians should exude thanksgiving every day, every moment, and in every situation. God has given us His love, and that should be the thing we are most happy for. I have noticed, and I've mentioned this before, that those that are unthankful seem to complain often about little things. They are complainers. I notice those that are not thankful to God for all that He has given them end up complaining about everything. And they have mood swings. Sometimes they're happy as can be because things are going their way. Other times they're down in the dumps. They have mood swings. They are critical, complaining people. And the Bible does not give that as an encouragement to the Christian. We are encouraged not to be those that are complaining, but those that are rejoicing in the things of God. I believe that unthankful people at times are bitter and unforgiving toward themselves, toward God, and toward other people. I've known people that are just unthankful in their heart, and they're constantly berating themselves, or they're railing against God, or they're saying the devil made me do it, or they're hating other people because of their situation that they are in. I'm looking at Matthew 18. It tells the story of the unjust servant the unforgiving servant. He went to the Lord whom he owed a great deal of money to. And the man king forgave him all of his debt and said, okay, you're free to go. And he had thanked the king, and he walked out the door, and we see that he found a man that owed him a very small amount of money. And he grabbed the man by the throat and he said, pay me what you owe me. And the man said, you know, have patience with me and I'll pay it all. But it said that the man wouldn't listen to him. He took him and he threw him in prison until the man would pay him every bit of money. And the other servants saw what this man had done to that man that owed him so little. And they went back to the king and they said, you know, this man that you forgave so much now has gone out and has not shown mercy to someone that owed him so little. And so the king called him back in and said, you know, I showed you mercy in what you owed me, and I forgave you of all the debt. Could you not have done the same to others? I have found that people that do not have a thanksgiving heart have a tendency not to be thankful for what God has given them, and they try to exact from others something that is minor. And in every aspect of our life, we should be loving, we should be giving, we should be thankful for what God has done for us. Amen? Stick with me. We're moving right along. I believe that unthankful people suffer from low self-esteem. How can a person that knows that they are a child of God, the Bible said, for as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. How many out there are sons and daughters of the living God? I mean, that alone should be the elixir to any time you are feeling despondent, any time you are feeling low in self-esteem. You may not be the best looking. You may not be the greatest athlete. You may not be the most personal person like me, good looking and athletic and personable, which I'm not. But you can rejoice in the fact that you are a child of the living God, a child of the King. I am a king's kid, we used to say. I am so happy for the truth of that. But other people walk along with feelings of self-esteem, and I've just glanced at the young people. They must go through difficulties because you know how cutting young people can be, and at times they're maybe torn down in their school. I pray to God we never tear down anybody, young person in this church, but that we would encourage them to find their place in who they are in Jesus Christ. We should have high self-esteem, not egotism, but knowing who we are in Christ should be that which makes us rejoice moment to moment, day to day in Jesus Christ. Amen? And so that's another thing I've seen about the symptoms of an unthankful heart. Unthankful people, you don't find them meditating on the things of God. I can't see how a person that truly is born again and meditates upon the word of God can ever feel despondent, can ever come to a place. Now, you know, listen, there may come a time a tragedy happens and you're thrown back on your heels or you're going through a difficult time. But in your heart of hearts, you know that God is good. And as you begin to meditate upon the truth of God, I will tell you, God will bring you through. The Bible says, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. And as you begin to meditate on the truth and in the love of God, I'm telling you, then your troubles will run off you like water off a duck's back. You will begin to rejoice in the God of your salvation. You will proclaim his love to everyone you see, and you will stand a victor over the wiles of Satan. I've seen, sadly, that there are many times when Christians forget who they are and they begin to exhibit the symptoms of the unthankful heart. We all should have a thankful heart in Jesus Christ's name. Now, the reason I read that first article to you about people being thankful, I'm sure that some were thankful to God. But some were just thankful for maybe something to be thankful. I don't know whether they were who they were thankful to. But the one we should be thankful to specifically, as I said with God, is Jesus Christ. All things are through Christ. And three scriptures that sprang out at me were Romans 1:8 said, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ. We thank God through Jesus Christ for you all, Paul is saying, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. He was thanking God through Jesus Christ for all those that had faith in the Lord. And in Colossians 3:17, and whatsoever you do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. We are to thank God through Jesus Christ and rejoice in our Savior, Jesus Christ, for what he has given. In Hebrews 13:15, and speaking of Christ, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks in his name. We should give thanks on a regular basis in the name of Jesus Christ. We should exalt the Lord Jesus Christ for having purchased our salvation and so many other things that he has done. A thankful heart looks like this. A thankful heart acknowledges the true provider. God shall supply all of your need according to the riches of glory in Christ Jesus. God will supply all your need. Who believes that? Who lives that? Then I'm telling you, put away grumbling and complaining. When things don't go your way or you don't get what you want, God knows it already. One of the wonderful things, and we have said this scripture 1,000 times here, but the young people were learned a song to this during Mega Sports Camp. And it was such a wonderful scripture, as we know by heart, in Romans 8:28. And they were saying, all things are working together for good for them that love God, for them that are the called according to his purpose. And so when a thankful heart is seen, it is seen that they are trusting God as their provider. Again, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust him as your provider. That's what a thankful heart looks like. If you are the person in this congregation that is trusting God in all situations, then you can say, if I'm checking things off, that's one of the check marks for a thankful heart. Who out there has a thankful heart? I pray you're trusting God. I pray you're trusting God in all things. And thankful for the provision. You know, they gave out ice cream on the last day. I didn't get enough. But I did thank God for what I did get. Do you think the heart of any man or woman ever says, oh, that's enough? No. Human nature has a tendency to say, gimme, 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 gimme. Any gimmiers in here? Nobody wants to admit it. I'm a gimmier. Give me more ice cream. But I believe that a thankful heart is not only one that thanks the provider, but is thankful for the provision. You may not have the best house, the best car, the best salary, but who gave it to you? Every good and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no shadow or variableness of changing. God has given you all things. You say, well, I worked for it. God gave you the ability to work. Well, you know, I worked on that ability. God gave you life. God gives you all things. We have to get to grips with this, that we are a thankful people that walk around with a countenance of joy in our heart because we have a God that provides all things for us. I thank God that he has provided for me. I thank that he is the provider. I thank him for the provision and that he has provided for me. God makes his rain to fall on the evil and the just alike. But I think he likes me a little more because I get a lot of rain, a lot of love, a lot of mercy from God. I thank him for that. A heart that is filled with thanksgiving is thankful for what Christ has done for them. Again, maybe to back to the thoughts of low self-esteem. Once you realize the sacrifice that was made for your eternal life, Jesus Christ's blood and death on the cross of Calvary, once you realize that Jesus died for you, once you realize what the price was and who it was that died for you, the God of all creation, paid the ultimate price that you might have eternal life with him. And you begin to acknowledge that on a regular daily basis. I am telling you, you will find yourself rejoicing in every situation because Christ is in your corner. Christ is on your side. Christ loves you. Who knows that Christ died for them? I mean, isn't that exciting? Who knows that Christ rose again from the dead? And that he's coming again for you. And that you have eternal life in Jesus Christ. What a thing to be thankful for. Hallelujah. That is what a thankful heart looks like. Thankful for the promises of God. I am thankful for the promises of God. In Ephesians, it said that in the ages that come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us. That's throughout the ages, Christ and an eternal purpose or goal will be to make the church happy and rejoicing in him. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us. That is what he's going to demonstrate, his kindness towards us in eternity. A thankful heart is thankful that you are being provided for here and now. It's just not in eternity. It's in the here and now that God is providing for you. But it is a joy to reflect and to think about what it's going to be like in eternity. How am I going to be able to walk with Jesus, to talk with other Old Testament and New Testament saints? And will I see my family again? I know that. But I will be with the Lord. What a joy. What a joy to know that, to be a fact. The way Christ proved it, he rose from the dead. He sent his Holy Spirit. And we know that we have the promises of God that are settled in heaven. Stand on those promises. I thank God for a heart that is thankful. And I think about specific ways that we might show thankfulness to the Lord. The Bible says that we should rise up early in the morning, and this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I will thank God for this day. We came in here this day, and one way of worship, of thanking God is to worship him, to say it with your mouth. And I pray, though, that that would be a mouth that has realized from their heart what God has done for them. A mouth that expresses the transformation of a heart, and a heart that is filled with thanksgiving that has to speak it out and tell others how great is our God. How great is our God. And we rejoice in God in all things. Thank him by living it. There are people sometimes that leave the church, and when they've left the church for that day, they no longer live with that thanksgiving. But I want to see a heart, my heart and your heart, living a life of thanksgiving for all that God has done for them. I saw a great little plaque. I think maybe Nydia had it. It said, if you think my hands are full, you should see my heart. And that was an expression of how full God had made this person's heart that made that plaque. And it was just the full hands were those that rejoiced in what they had, but they knew that their heart was filled with the truth of the knowledge of God. We thank God for serving. And I know that each and every one that served in the mega sports camp and the week before that went with the youth and all those that participate in church service here, they are blessed in their service and all that they do. And the Bible says, whatsoever you do, do heartily as unto the Lord. And that's what God wants us to do. I reflect on the scripture in Luke chapter 10 when Martha and Mary had hosted, or I guess it was Lazarus hosted Jesus to come to the house, and Martha and Mary were there. In Luke 10, 38, it said, now it came to pass as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister named Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful about and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. What is that needful thing? It's a need to hear Jesus. It's a need to be thankful that you have an opportunity. Jesus in no way said that Martha was doing poor service or doing something that she should not have been doing. But she was serving God in her way. Had her heart been filled with the joy of the opportunity to serve Jesus, to serve the Lord in her giftedness, then she never would have complained about Mary sitting there and drinking in the words of God. She would have been thankful for the position she was in, and she would have been thankful for Mary having an opportunity to be able to sit at Jesus' feet. There were people here this past week and throughout the years of this church that have given up their time and their talents and their abilities and all that they have so that others might hear the word of God. We have children's church teachers that go out every day and they always hear the word of God, but they are going out there so that you have an opportunity to hear the word of God, you parents. And that is a good thing when you can sacrifice certain times so that you might give so that others might get. The Bible says we have so that we give. And that is the reason you have been given all things. And again, I reflect on this. You are not your own. You're bought with a price. And the price was the blood of Jesus Christ. Everything that you have was given to you. No one should say, I own this, I own that. This is mine, mine, mine. It belongs to Christ. He has given you all things, and we rejoice in that. I believe that we thank him for, by loving others, by showing the love that has been given us, we should express to others. I think it's in 2 Corinthians, says we are comforted in all our affliction with the same comfort, and that we are to comfort others with the same comfort by which we have been comforted. God comforts you so that you might comfort others. God has shown his love to you so that you might love others. And I believe that that is a hallmark of a true Christian, of a thankful heart. One that loves out of the abundance of mercy that has been shown. Jesus said, for as much as you have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. You know, any good work you do in the name of Jesus Christ, you are doing to Christ. Any good thing you do to anyone in this congregation or anyone else you meet in the name of Jesus Christ, it is as though you have done it to, by, for, and through Christ. And God is well pleased with that truth. Hallelujah. God wants you to be a giver. It says, let every man as he purposeth in his heart so give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for the Lord loveth a cheerful giver. A thankful heart is a giving heart. And we are thankful that God has provided you all things. You are thankful to give whatever you have occasion to give, knowing that God will supply everything back to you. I've heard it time and again, you can never outgive God. Amen? We want a thankful heart. Thank him by meditating upon his precepts. I believe a thankful heart is one that looks at the word of God and the word jumps out at them, and they rejoice in the word. I see many people that, especially when they're first saved, I've always loved this. People first saved, they walk around with their Bible. They walk around with their Bible, and when they have a spare moment at the lunch hour, they're reading the word of God. They're talking about the word of God. They're witnessing, and they're telling others about the word of God. They have a love for the word of God. They are thankful for the word. I am so thankful for the word of God. I'm thankful for the Bible. Amen? There come times when you may have been despondent. You may have had a time where you felt depressed, but you opened up the word and you were reminded of the faithfulness of God. And then you began to be thankful in your heart. And I'm telling you, that was the joy of your salvation rising up within you. We give God glory for the word that he has given us. And thank God that the living word has left us with the written word. And we thank God for that goodness. Couple ways I want you to think is to begin each day with thanks. As I said before, we will enter his gates with thanksgiving in our heart. We will enter his courts with praise. Thank Jesus for his love. How many out there are loved to Jesus? Oh, you all are, even if you don't know it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He loved you. You are a loved group. Thank him for his sacrifice on Calvary. We mentioned that. And thank him for his presence in your life, the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. I am so blessed. I can't contain it. I am rejoicing in the God of my salvation, that he has filled me with his spirit, and I ever know that I am with the Lord and he is with me. And I thank God for that. I thank God that he has given me authority over evil. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I believe that God is able in me to be able to thwart all the fiery darts of the wicked one. I thank God for that shield of faith whereby with I shall quench all the flaming darts of the wicked one. I thank God for the name of Jesus Christ, that I can send demons to flight, that I can turn situations to the right because of the name of Christ Almighty. Begin to use that name. Thank God for that name. Hallelujah. He has given us authority, and we should rejoice in that in our lives. I thank God again for the opportunity to serve, to be able to stand here and proclaim the name of Jesus Christ. What a holy privilege it is to stand up here on Sundays and other days and proclaim the name of Jesus Christ, my Savior, my Lord, and my God. Hallelujah. I thank God for the blessing of heaven, the anticipation of going to be with him. And although my eternal life has begun and I'm in it now, there's going to be a time when I am home with the Lord. This mortal shall put on immortality, and death will be swallowed up in victory, and death will be defeated, and I will ever be with the Lord without a corrupt body, but one that is able to stand and give glory to God Almighty in all things. Hallelujah. Thank God for his goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank God for strength in time of adversity and strength in times of abundance. I love what Paul said. I have learned in all things to be satisfied. I have learned both to be able to be abased, have nothing, and to abound. And a heart that is right there in that space, walking with God, not turning away from God because you are prospered, and then not complaining to God when things don't go as well as you'd like them to go. But you live as Paul proclaimed to live, both rejoicing when you are being abased or when you are abounding. And I thank God for that he is with me. I never have less of the Lord. I always have a great abundance of Christ because the Spirit of God is with me. And I thank God that. I thank God for the love of friends and family. I thank God for you people. I thank God for this congregation, that we can grow and seek the things of Christ together and rejoice in the God of our salvation. We should be thankful for that. I thank God that Jesus is coming again. And I want to look to the eastern sky where my redemption draweth nigh. I thank God for that. Be thankful in that situation. I thank God that he has given me a thankful heart. I thank God that many of you have a thankful heart, and it is being expressed in so many ways. The Bible says that when you have a thankful heart, thou shalt keep in perfect peace him whose mind is stayed on thee, for he trusteth in him as his provider. I'm thankful to God. Again, we said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And I just love the truth of those scriptures. He gives you peace. A thankful heart has peace. A thankful heart has assurance. A thankful heart has comfort. A thankful heart has hope. And all these come through the knowledge of God, that he is in control of your life and that he is working all things together for good for you, for them that love God. Nave's Topical Bible lists a lot of things about being thankful. And I just want to close with that list that they give. And each one wonderfully has a scripture by it. I'm not going to repeat all the scriptures. But Nave's Topical Bible said, be thankful for the gift of Christ. Be thankful for Christ's power and that he reigns. Be thankful for the reception and effectual working of the word of God in others. Be thankful for deliverance from indwelling sin through Christ. Be thankful for the victory over death and the grave. Be thankful for wisdom and might in the Lord. Be thankful for the triumph of the gospel in this world. Be thankful for the conversion of others. Be thankful for faith exhibited by others and the love exhibited and the zeal exhibited by others. Be thankful for the nearness of God's presence in your life. Be thankful for the appointment to spiritual service. Be thankful for the supply of our bodily needs, and be thankful for all things. Hallelujah. I'm sure there's more could be said, but maybe you'll thank me to stop. I thank you for listening to me thanking God. I pray that you do not leave this house without saying, thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy and your sacrifice and your coming again and your life in me and your presence with me. And as you begin to thank the Lord, I'm telling you the cares of the world will dissipate and you will rejoice evermore. May God bless you and continue with a thankful heart. In Christ's name, amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Hallelujah. And Lord God, we do bless this people and thank you, Lord, that they have come this day and given us an opportunity to share the truth of Christ. I'm sure there's others out there, Lord God, that have the word of God burning in their heart. I pray that you give them opportunity to express it, to show their thanksgiving in all that they do.